Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then clearing isolated storms this afternoon, mid-70s. Tonight, increasing clouds will continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, we'll continue the chance of storms, cloudy skies, mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 50s, and Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny in the 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Authorities say a Salina police officer was shot in the foot while chasing a vehicle that wouldn't stop after running several stop signs. The KBI is investigating the incident that began around 2:30 yesterday morning when the officer tried to stop a Lincoln Town Car. While the vehicle was fleeing, someone in the vehicle fired at the officer and struck him in the foot. The chase continued until the Lincoln crashed into a ditch. Authorities say they arrested a 37-year-old man from Wichita in a field near where the car crashed. A second suspect was arrested yesterday afternoon. The coronavirus is hitting fraternities and sororities in Kansas particularly hard, with 10% testing positive at the University of Kansas and outbreaks linked to four sororities at Kansas State University. The University of Kansas said Friday in a news release that it has conducted over 21,000 tests. 474 have come back positive for a positivity rate of 2.18%. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Two doctors running for Kansas' open Senate seat have moved to different political polls on the coronavirus pandemic. Representative Roger Marshall takes a weekly dose of an anti-malaria drug that President Donald Trump has touted to ward off infection. When Marshall spoke to a recent GOP lunch meeting in the Kansas City area, his audience crowded into a restaurant banquet room and did not wear masks. On the other side of things, Democrat Barbara Bollier has had mostly virtual events, and her first in-person event of the fall campaign featured just a few people standing in a socially distanced circle outside of a school. The Associated Press reports that the candidates' different approaches reflect a partisan divide in the U.S. The Sunflower State had a relatively high turnout in its primary election. 34.2% of the state's nearly 1.9 registered voters did participate, though, and it was the highest percentage in at least a decade. 41% of voters cast ballots by mail. Mid-America Network News.
Downtime isn't an option when there's a job to do. Introducing the BF Goodrich Tradesman Support Program, the only tire program for tradesmen. Join and get up to $100 off a set of four BF Goodrich all-terrain TAKO2 tires, a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, and a roadside and worksite assistance program. Kick downtime off the job site. See your dealer for full details.
Mike is back and ready to serve you at Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. The Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln has been placed under quarantine after 29 inmates there tested positive for coronavirus. Prison staff said yesterday the positive cases were identified by tests that were done Friday. Nebraska's Department of Correctional Services Director Scott Frakes says the positive cases included inmates in four different housing units, so the entire prison was placed under quarantine. The Nebraska Supreme Court will decide whether to allow voters to decide whether to legalize medical marijuana in November. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner filed a challenge Friday to Secretary of State Bob Evnen's ruling that the medical marijuana ballot initiative qualified to be on the ballot. Evnen said a day earlier that the Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana Group had collected enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot. Opponents of the measure argue that it violates state rules requiring ballot measures to focus on a single question. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The Big West Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Big West Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Big West Kia and MidwestKia.com. With your financing on Sporting Sorento, Optima Soul Engineer, Duke Canada, with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento, stock at K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers with approved credit expires August 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 8 new positive cases of COVID-19 reported just last week in Washington County, with the latest pair confirmed Sunday. Washington County Health Department Friday did release a statement regarding potential exposures to COVID-19 at a pond party south of Hanover Saturday before last. With the number of confirmations spreading since last Wednesday, the department advises anyone who may have attended are asked to monitor themselves for exposure up to 14 days. Symptoms may include fever, cough, chills, muscle pain, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, and or shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. If symptoms do develop, stay home and contact your physician or the health department by phone. If emergency response is needed, please advise 911 that you may have been exposed. Again, individuals may have been exposed who attended a pond party Saturday before last, August 22nd, a mile north of the Pony Express truck stop. Active cases in Riley County now top 400 with the recent start of classes at Kansas State University. A first confirmation of a student at Manhattan High School was reported the end of last week. This as the state of Kansas reported the highest seven-day jump in new cases since the onset, that while the death rate is decreasing, perhaps in part due to younger residents affected in current outbreaks. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works reported the Waterville Bridge repair is complete. They have a call in to the engineer regarding the cost share application for replacement of the bridge and are waiting to hear back. St. Bridget Bridge repair is complete. The crew will now move on to another bridge in St. Bridget Township recently damaged by flood. The board discussed the proposed budget, including the appraiser's budget request, in regards to an additional employee due to the length of time it takes to train someone for this position. The board was not ready to approve an additional employee in the appraiser's office. Therefore, the request will be reduced from $201,500 to $168,000. Commissioners then approved for publication the submitted budget, which will drop the county mill levy to 49.09 mills. With a budget hearing scheduled for Tuesday, September 8th at 8:30 a.m. Commissioners met in executive session to engage in preliminary discussions relating to acquisition of real property with the Sheriff Tim Ackerman present. No action was taken as a result of this executive session. Washington County Commissioners at a recent meeting heard the state will build a shoe fly for a bridge repair on Ash Creek south of Washington sometime in 2022. Commissioners voted to accept the 2021 budget. Nemahaw County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week voted to approve a memorandum of understanding between Gage County and Diode Communications for building a fiber to the home network to 90 homes in rural Gage County, which would include areas on the Odell Blacktop and Pioneer Acres. Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to approve special use permit for addition of an anhydrous ammonia station to an existing commercial site was approved, with no opposition coming forward at a public hearing. The facility will combine several farmers' cooperative anhydrous sites in populated areas to a consolidated rural area. A motion was approved, adopting resolution authorizing early redemption of the county's highway allocation fund pledge bonds. A public hearing regarding wind regulations was well attended and went several hours with consideration of amendment changes proposed by a Cortland man that would increase setback requirements for wind turbines and non-participating rural homes to a full mile. A proposed wind farm in northern Gage County by NextEra could be in jeopardy if the restrictions were extended from the current 3/8 of a mile. A survey of 550 responses online showed nearly 90% in favor of the extension amendment. Planning and zoning passed a recommendation in favor 6-1, and supervisors have the final say on the issue. A fatality accident was reported in Brown County Saturday night. Glenn Aston, age 66, of Humboldt, Nebraska, collided with a vehicle which reportedly crossed the center line, driven by Lana Bachman, age 46, of Centralia. Glenn Aston died as a result of the accident. Lana Bachman was transported to a Topeka hospital with serious injuries. Authorities Thursday evening evacuated an area in downtown Wymore after a natural gas leak was discovered. Around 8 p.m., a volunteer fireman noted the smell of gas, which was traced to a laundromat that's been closed for some time. Electric service to the area was cut as a precaution, and emergency response teams were on site for several hours. Some nearby residents, including those from three nearby apartments in the 300 block of South 7th Street in Wymore, were evacuated. Repairs were completed Friday. Elaine Schneider, age 90, of Beatty, passed away on Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Beatty. Rosary Vigil Service. Brian J. Estes, age 49, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Brian Estes. Rose Rottinghouse Hyman, age 86, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Rosary Tuesday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, and at 7 on Tuesday at St. Michael's Catholic Church. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rose Hyman. Clara M. Seitz, age 93, of rural Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ, rural Steiner, interment at the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Clara Seitz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken parmesan and noodles, breadstick, green beans, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, wheat bread, green beans, and apricots. Key Indy White News Time 7:17.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it looks like across the upper parts of the Midwest, we have this low pressure system and a cold front extending into the central and east central parts of the United States. Ahead of it and along this cold front, we are seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms, and we'll continue to see scattered showers and thunderstorms for tonight, continuing into tomorrow before a high pressure system moves in as we head into Wednesday. Definitely much cooler temperatures this week. We're going to see highs only in the mid to upper 70s, back into the 80s starting midweek. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms and clearing skies, maybe some storms this afternoon, mid-70s. Tonight, increasing clouds will continue the chance of storms overnight in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms will see highs in the mid-70s. And Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny skies back into the 80s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 86. Recent record high, 101 in 2000. The average low, 63. Record low, 46, set in 2009. We received a few scattered sprinkles early this morning. Sunset this evening, 7:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54. 64 degrees. Wind shifting this morning. and favoring the north at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy, overcast. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 31st of August. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A down-to-the-wire finish at the PGA's first playoff, and the Denver Nuggets force a winner-take-all Game 7. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After Dustin Johnson's 45-foot putt for birdie forced a one-hole playoff, John Rahm responded with a roar as a 66-footer he fired on a nearly 90-degree angle carried him to a one-stroke win over Johnson at the BMW Championship. Afterwards, Rahm said he was still in total disbelief.
If you're going to tell me I'm going to make a 66-footer to win a tournament, I'll take it any day. You know, I think we all want that, the flashy finish.
Rahm moves 7 spots up to 2nd in the FedEx Cup playoff standings. Meanwhile, Johnson still remains atop the leaderboard heading into next week's Tour Championship. NBA playoffs. Kawhi and the Clippers sent Luka and the Mavericks packing.
Leonard wants the ball. Hardaway on him again. Fires. Connects.
The call on ESPN. Leonard's 33 points and 14 rebounds helped L.A. cruise past Dallas 111-97 to advance to the Western Conference semifinals. While the Clippers wait to see who they'll face next, Jamal Murray put the Denver Nuggets on his back in a win-or-go-home Game 6.
7 on the shot clock. Torrey. Oh, bad pass. Handled by Jokic. Gets it to Murray for 3. 50!
On KKFN, Murray eclipsed the 50-point mark for the second time in this series as the Nuggets beat the Jazz 119-107 to force a winner-take-all Game 7 tomorrow night. The Boston Celtics held the Toronto Raptors to just 37% shooting as they took Game 1, 112-94. Stanley Cup, a pair of Brock Nelson goals carried the New York Islanders to a 3-2 win over the Philadelphia Flyers, moving them one game closer to advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Dallas Stars edged the Colorado Avalanche 5-4 to take a 3-1 series lead, and the Vegas Golden Knights held off the Vancouver Canucks 5-3 to also go up 3-1 in that series. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you need a reliable contractor for residential basements, foundations, retaining walls, as well as driveways, patios, and sidewalks, call on Inline Construction. Quality work at reasonable rates. They do ag and commercial work as well, including building and grain pads and commercial approaches for existing buildings. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA's Farm Service Agency reminding farmers and ranchers that the deadline to apply for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program is September 11th. The program, designed to provide direct relief to producers who face price declines and additional marketing costs due to COVID-19, Richard Fordyce, administrator for the FSA, said that they offer several options for farmers and ranchers to apply for CFAP, including a call center where employees can answer the questions and help get you started on the application. He said as we get closer to the deadline, now is the time to check the resources on the website and contact the call center or your local office for any last-minute questions. Over 160 commodities are eligible for CFAP, including certain non-specialty crops, livestock, dairy, wool, and specialty crops, as well as eggs, aquaculture, and nursery crops, even cut flowers. All eligible commodities, payment rates, and calculations can be found online at farmers.gov/CFAP. The U.S.'s top ag negotiator appears to have toned down the rhetoric a bit on the Phase 1 trade deal between the U.S. and China. Greg Dowd spoke at the U.S. Soybean Export Council. He didn't talk about the binding nature of the deal, its enforcement mechanisms, or the ability to reimpose tariffs. Now, when asked about the sanctions for noncompliance, he stressed the fact that the deal is a 2-year commitment. Now, they say that is a sharp contrast to some of the other appearances by the trade rep's chief ag negotiator. At USDA's annual forum back in February, he said both nations would meet every month to discuss progress, but he noted that with the lack of compliance, it could allow each of the nations to impose tariffs equivalent to the size of the damage. Now, during his appearance with USEC, he said everyone wants to measure month to month and how we're doing here, how we're doing there. At least from his perspective, we have to give it some time. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier in for Sam Speck, kicking off a brand new week and happy Monday to you. Well, we are looking at still some low prices for corn, and a lot of individuals are wondering why corn prices are still relatively low. And it's the demand side of the equation that's likely preventing a stronger corn price rally this year, just as the bottom line of it all, according to Todd Hubbs of the Illinois Extension.
Because when you look at USDA's projections, to me, they're in the high end of the set of possibilities for consumption in 2021 based on the economic conditions we're in right now.
Hubbs is an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois, and he says that if corn consumption is to be as large as the USDA projects, that it may require some very low prices for the industry in order to compensate.
When you sit down and look at just use in total, you know, they're projecting 14.775 billion bushels of use, and that's up over a billion bushels from the present marketing year. So to do that kind of use, you know, we're going to need really strong feed use, which is feasible. You know, we saw the cattle on feed report come out last Friday. There's a lot of placement. There's a lot of hogs out there. Will that continue all through 21? That's a big question, considering where the prices have been over the last couple of months.
Now, at the same time, the USDA has also calculated that corn exports above 2 billion bushels, which is feasible, according to Hubs, but it will require the low prices to entice many buyers away from the competition that we see coming out of South America. And then there is the ethanol and the pandemic as well.
Corn use for ethanol is always a worry for me these days, and they've got it at 5.2 billion bushels. But we're sort of sitting a little over almost 10% down on ethanol production from where it would typically be this time of year. And that looks like it's going to continue for a while.
That's your latest ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. And if you're in the ethanol sector of the agriculture industry,
this has been the most difficult year in the ethanol industry's history.
More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Joining me on the telephone is Jeff Cooper, the CEO and president of the Renewable Fuels Association. Jeff, let's start there. What is the RFA?
Yeah, the Renewable Fuels Association is the national trade association representing U.S. ethanol producers. And so our members are the owners and operators of the 200 or so ethanol plants across the U.S. We also have associate members that include supporters of the industry, and so obviously the corn grower organizations are part of that.
Okay, and what's the state of the industry, the health of the industry right now?
This has been the most difficult year in the ethanol industry's history. We've never seen anything like 2020 in the 40 years that this industry has been in existence. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit the U.S. in March and April, we saw it absolutely devastate demand for ethanol. Obviously, in response to the stay-at-home orders, we had fuel consumption fall by half. And so, therefore, ethanol demand fell right along with it. And we had, at one point, about half of our industry completely shut down. And we've never seen a reduction of that magnitude and of that rapidity happen in the ethanol industry's history. So it's been a very difficult year. We have seen a decent recovery from the market conditions we saw in March and April, but we're still seeing demand for our product about 10 or 15% below year-ago levels, sort of below normal rates. And we still have a number of ethanol plants shut down today. And obviously that has an impact on the communities in which those facilities operate and the jobs that those facilities support.
Do you think any of those ethanol closures, plant closures, are going to be permanent?
Yeah, we absolutely have already heard some of those facilities announce that they will not reopen their doors. The industry was struggling before COVID-19 hit because of trade wars and the loss of some export demand, and also mismanagement of the renewable fuel standard by this administration. And then so when COVID-19 came along it was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back for some of those facilities that were sort of on the margin to begin with. And yeah, we don't expect to see them come back into production.
More from Jeff Cooper tomorrow. Back after this.
If you're thinking about buying land, think about financing it with Frontier Farm Credit. Not only do we deliver attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, we deliver ownership, a voice in how we work, and a share of what we earn in the form of cash-back dividends. When it comes to financing real estate, you'll find more reasons to land with us. Call Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at frontierfarmcredit.com. Agriculture works here. Equal housing lender.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They wrap up their summer schedule. Note that next Monday is Labor Day. They will be closed again next Monday, then beginning regular cattle and hay sales every Monday, September 14th, 21st, and 28th. Again, Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales is closed today and again next Monday, September 7. For early consignments or details, go online to Beatrice77Livestock.com or give them a call at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Winds did shift to the north overnight. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Cooling morning low to 64 degrees. Going to stay mild in the middle 70s today. Still a hit-and-miss chance for showers or a thunderstorm today into Tuesday. It looks like we missed our first-round chance this morning with just a few sprinkles here at studios.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Prized rookie Lewis Robert hit his first game-ending homer, a three-run drive in the 10th inning that gave the Chicago White Sox a 5-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Dane Dunning threw five no-hit innings before being pulled from his second major league start, and the surging White Sox won for the 11th time in 13 games to move into a first-place tie with Cleveland in the AL Central. Kansas City reliever Tyler Zuber intentionally walked Jose Abreu to start the 10th, putting runners on first and second. James McCann struck out, but Robert drove the next pitch to left field for his 9th home run, tops among big league rookies. Joseph Newgarden raced to his second IndyCar victory of the season yesterday, holding off rookie Pato O'Ward before a late caution ended the race at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. It was the second Indy race in as many weeks to finish under a yellow caution flag. Mid-America Network Sports.
We preview high school football teams from the area on the Coach's Corner beginning this week, following evening sports at around 5:30. Mondays, it's the Nebraska edition with Diller O'Dell and Southern spotlighted. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Again, the Coach's Corner follows evening sports at around 5:30. Our kickoff for high school football, Valley Heights at Marysville Friday, will be simulcast live on KNDY and KNDY FM.
There are all kinds of official and unofficial measurements for the seasons. Does the end of August signal the end of summer? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 31st, the 244th day of the year. Actor Richard Gere and singer Van Morrison share a birthday. Does summer end today? Depends on who you ask. The meteorological definition says yes. Their calendar defines summer as the months of June, July, and August. The astronomical calendar says we have 3 more weeks until the autumnal equinox. Culturally, Labor Day is often considered the unofficial season marker, and there is also a season known as solar summer, measured as the quarter year with the most sunshine, which ended back in July. We're not quite ready to declare summer over yet. There's still time to enjoy a few more lemonades in the shade. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
We were golden, we were fire, we were magic. Yeah, and they all knew our names all over town. We had an aid in the middle of the madness. We were neon in a gray crowd. Always me.